I also just want to mention about the census, 2020 census 2020. We had a wonderful press conference a week ago Monday, it was held in conjunction with the U.S. Census Bureau because they were having their initial press conference, and then communities all over the country had their press conferences as well. I will say we had wonderful support both from our staff here. Josie Sisodia is my kind of staff counterpart as chair of the committee. Margaret Stapleton, who does an amazing job with communications. Kimberly Moreau was involved from the county commission perspective, and lots and lots of others. We have five subcommittees that are already working on hit the ground running. Most of them have to deal with issues of hard to enumerate populations because Broward County had about, I believe it's 20% that did not answer the call of the census last year. And I just want to make it clear that this census is for every person. It's not about citizens or non-citizens. It's not about age. It's every person is supposed to be counted. That's what this is about. That's what our Constitution says. Unfortunately, the U.S. Census, the director, did not mention in their press conference in Washington the fact that there is a lawsuit, and it deals with the census citizenship question. That's right now there has been no decision. There is the lawsuit, as I mentioned. It will go before the Supreme Court for arguments April 23rd, and the decision is supposed to be made in time for the printing of the census forms in June. Having that question has not been on the ballot since on the census form since 1950, and unfortunately, the person who resides in the White House said that if it's not on, then the census is worthless. Well, I can assure you, the census is not worthless without that question being on it. What we need, though, is to make sure this is about federal funds coming back to our community, and this is the message that we're trying to give through all of our subcommittees, through all of the people that are working on this. $675 billion is at jeopardy here nationwide over 10 years. The number that they've come up with, if you are not counted, if a person is not counted, it's $1,445 a year for 10 years. So just think, if 20% of people in Broward County are not counted, what we lose. And I want to say, you know, we all are focused on early childhood. Deem's done an amazing job. We're now working with the ELC because the highest undercount was children 5 and under. We found out that in Kendall, down in South Dade, there was such an undercount that they actually had no credibility in applying for monies from the federal government dealing with early childhood pre-K and so forth. So we just cannot let that happen here. So I just, you know, want to mention, as I said, we have these subcommittees. Josie Bacalao from Hispanic Unity heads up the cultural ethnic one. Barbara Effman is doing promotions. Mark Adler, who's head of Meals on Wheels, and Natalie Castellanos from the Health Foundation of South Florida head up another one called Hard to Enumerate. And there is a city-county subcommittee, which is headed up by Margaret Bates. And that is a very important one because, obviously, we have not a lot of unincorporated area. We have 31 municipalities. They have to be a really big, strong part of the count here. But I will say that everyone has said, going down to Dade and seeing what they're doing, that we're way far ahead. So I feel really good about that. And we're going to make this the best and most successful census count we ever had out of Broward County. Thank you. Good.